Let's hear about your 33-year-old lady.
Okay, this is a very interesting case also, because this patient presented with severe pruritus. That was her presentation. That was her only symptom, which she had for several months, and it was a very intense pruritus. And after several months of pruritus, she develops this lump in her right neck. And her primary physician, her general practitioner, decided to start her on antibiotics, as usually they do when patients develop a lymphadenopathy in the neck. That didn't help at all. So the patient had so much pruritus that he decided to try some steroids by mouth, which resulted in some improvement of her pruritus and also some decrease in size of the lump in her neck. He performed a CT, which revealed a conglomerate of nodes in the right neck, which were thought to be highly suspicious for malignancy. So he went ahead and ordered the fine needle aspiration, which was read as a typical lymphoid tissue. At that point, an incisional biopsy was performed, and the case was diagnosed as lymphoma. But the pathologist was having difficulties, a general pathologist was having difficulty deciding whether this was a large cell lymphoma. The tumor was CD30 positive, so it was sent out for a second opinion to a hematopathologist in a commercial lab. And the diagnosis from the hematopathologist came back as a CD30 positive diffuse large cell lymphoma. The tumor was CD45 negative, very important point, was CD15 negative and CD20 negative, but PAX5 was positive. And of course it was CD30 positive. It was not a T cell lymphoma, even though CD20 was negative, PAX5 was positive, so that indicates that it's derived from B cells, and the CD4 and CD8 were also negative. The tumor was positive for MUM1 and had a high T67. So it was sent out for gene rearrangements, thinking about the possibility that it may be a B cell large cell lymphoma, but the gene rearrangement was negative. So I was really not satisfied at all with the diagnosis of so-called CD30 positive lymphoma, diffuse large cell lymphoma, mainly because number one, CD45 should be positive in B cell diffuse large cell lymphoma. This CD45 negativity immediately raised the flag as to whether this could be Hodgkin's disease, which is typically CD45 negative and CD30 positive. So I thought that those two points, together with the severe pruritus, which you usually don't see with the large cell lymphoma, to me indicated that this patient's diagnosis most likely was Hodgkin's disease. The other possibility would be that it would be a primary mediastinal large cell lymphoma, which not uncommonly can be CD30 positive, but again, that should be CD45 positive. So what I did is I decided to send it out to Dr. Elaine Jaffe, who I consider a true international expert in the field of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma as well as Hodgkin's disease. And she's very experienced. When I contacted her and told her about the case, she told me, well, you know, I think the first thing we need to rule out is Hodgkin's disease, which obviously is why I sent it to her. As soon as she got it, 2 days later, I had her diagnosis, which was Hodgkin's disease, nodular sclerosis. Now, I think it's important to mention that this patient had been given steroids, and I think that might have been part of the problem in reaching the diagnosis, because to make a diagnosis of Hodgkin's morphologically, you need the usual milieu of cells. In addition to the Ritz-Denberg cells, you need to see the typical inflammatory infiltrate. But steroids usually is a very lymphocytotoxic agent, and it can decrease the number of lymphocytes, and then it can make the tumor appear more like a large cell lymphoma rather than Hodgkin's. So I think that that's part of the reason why the tumor was somewhat confusing to the pathologist. Obviously, this is very important because the treatment for Hodgkin's is different than the treatment for large cell lymphoma. The patient had already been given one course of CHOP because the CD20 was actually positive. So I had given her one course of CHOP, but as soon as I got the diagnosis back from Dr. Jaffe, then I switched her to ABVD. And she's almost completing her treatment. Soon we'll be having a restaging PET, but so far, clinically, she's doing extremely well. All her lymph nodes have melted away, and her pruritus disappeared. By now, she's completely free of pruritus.